Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing mild weather with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze making for a pleasant day outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilut is enjoying warm temperatures under a bright sun. Here are today's headlines. First, in rare West Bank airstrike, IDF says it killed three Palestinian terror operatives. This comes from the Times of Israel, reported earlier today. Also, the IDF warns budget delay will force reserve and intelligence cuts beginning in September. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, after the confrontation with Mamadani, New York governor stands by the Jews, pledging increased security. Walla reported this a short time ago. Separately, the discovery of the sunken 1948 Altalena arms ship has become an election battleground in Israel. This comes from Forward, reported earlier today. And finally, Trump announces biggest oil deal in world history with Venezuela, as noted by I-24 News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, highlighted an increased number of alerts just minutes ago. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that tensions are rising in the region. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, shared his thoughts on the recent airstrike, calling it a significant move against terrorism in a post from earlier. Let's go deeper, starting with the West Bank airstrike. The Times of Israel reports the IDF targeted Qais Bitawi, a key figure in Hamas activities in Jenin, along with two accomplices. The operation received praise from both the Prime Minister and the Defense Minister. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions and highlights Israel's focus on neutralizing threats. The broader impact could affect stability in the region. Turning to the IDF's budget concerns, the Jerusalem Post reveals that delays in defense funding could lead to significant reserve and intelligence cuts. This situation poses risks to Israel's preparedness against Iran and could jeopardize defense contracts with the U.S. The potential cutbacks are a critical issue for national security and international relations. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul's commitment to Jewish security comes in the wake of recent confrontations. Walla reports her promise to increase police presence ahead of the high holidays. This move aims to reassure the Jewish community in light of the attack at the Manhattan synagogue. It's a significant gesture of solidarity from state leadership. The Altalena arms ship discovery, according to Forward, has become a focal point for political debate in Israel. This ship nearly caused a civil war in 1948, and its recent discovery has reignited discussions about historical narratives and their influence on current politics. The event underscores how historical events continue to shape modern political landscapes. Lastly, I-24 News reports on Trump's announcement of a major oil deal with Venezuela. The agreement secures U.S. control over vast oil reserves without taxpayer expense. This development could alter energy dynamics and has substantial implications for international trade relations and regional politics. On the economic front, first, InterCure is set to receive $77 million in compensation for damages sustained on October 7th, as reported by CTEC. The cannabis company had initially sought $10 million after its facility was hit. Separately, Walla Business highlights a new study revealing that employee monitoring software may share data with Facebook and a Russian company. This raises significant privacy concerns for workers globally, including those in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports good news for drivers as fuel prices are expected to drop. Prices will fall below 8 shekels per liter, offering some relief at the pump. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.